Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyot Daf Yud Beis in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Rishon, beginning of Halacha Daled, which is the middle of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Kalal Omru BePeyot. This is the rule of Peyot. Which items are obligated in Peyot? Kol Shu Oichel, anything which is food. Vinishmar, meaning it's not Hefker. It's something which is being kept. The gidula of minaretz grows from the ground, coming to exclude mushrooms that grow from the hair. The likitosoi kachas, you gather it all in one time and not in different stages. The Mefarshim say it's coming to exclude figs, which are not collected as one. Umachnisoi lekiyum, and you put them to store it for a long time, coming to exclude the vegetables that you did not store. All these chayav bepeyo, that's what you have to do, put peyo. Continue the Mishnah and says, V'atvuo v'akitnis b'chlal hazeh. Tvuo means grain, and kitnis means beans, and things like beans are all included in this list. U'be'ilon, in trees, ha'oik v'acharuvin, which is sumac and carob, ha'goizim v'ashkedim, walnut and almonds, v'akfonim v'arimonim, kfonim is grapes, vines, rimonim is pomegranate, Hazesim olives, a tamarind palm tree, all these are chayavim bepeyo, because all these are collected at once, but other trees are not chayav bepeyo. Says the Gemara, klal lo bepeyo, this is the rule. Uvi ilon, and we mentioned ilon. So now the Gemara dashes. Ubi kutruchem, it says in the pasuk kutruchem, en liel lekoitzer, that's regular harvest. Toilish minayin, I know toilish, which means that you're doing it with your hand. Tomud loimar liktzer, that's where you have the word liktzer. When David base it with base. Koitzer minayin, that's our gear. So the Reb Chaim brings a different gear. So oiker minayin, meaning when you uproot something from the ground completely. Tomud loimar ktircha, another pasuk. Ein liela tvua, kidneys minayin. So I know grain. How do you know kidneys? Says what? Tomud loimar be'artzachim, in your land. Ilonos minayin, how do I know trees? Tomud loimar sotcha, your field. Says the Gemara, Tani zoyim zroim vizire ilon keachas. You allow to plant seeds and seeds of tree together, and it's not kilayim. It's not considered to be two different meaning that you cannot plant together. Hazoriam and achertzonim lo kearboim. But once you put in there vines, you put in grapes in it, then you have a problem of kilayim. Omar zero ksiv loytizro chamecho kilayim. Ikor kavecho loytizro kilayim. Meaning, not only once you have a vineyard, you can't plant in it something else. But even to start from scratch and put into the ground two types of seed, you can do. You can begin to start the process with kilayim. Oma avyuden kaput kio bo kamei abyoisi. He had a problem. He asked Abyoisi a question. Tarom oimim ein zire ilon kruim zroim. So the Girsa Reb Chaim is zire ilon kruim zroim. Meaning, we learned that zire ilon kala zroim regarding what? Hechsher tumah. We know that in order for seeds to get tumo, they have to have water in them. For trees, seeds of trees also require water in order to get tumo. The kanato mine here you're saying, according to this girsa, ain't zira ilon kurim zroim. You don't consider the seeds of a tree zroim, and there's no problem with kilayim. Why here you don't consider the seeds of the tree as seeds, but in regarding hechsher tumo, you do consider it to be zroim. Answers the Gemara Amalei, tamon miyet tekosuv. By kilayim, the Torah said, whatever people usually plant, whatever they call zroim, they call it seeds that you're going to plant. If you don't call it that way, it's not included in the Isra of kilayim. Pramocha, regarding Yechshatumo, Riba Kosova calls Zera Zerua Sheri Zerea. We're referring to the fact you need water. The water is Machshilatumo. It says Zera Zerua Sheri Zerea. Many times the word Zera, any types of seed are included. That's why here, the seed of a tree is considered to be like a regular seed, different than kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Yud Beis.